On Magpie Road, the colors are in riot. Sharp blue sky over green and yellow tall grass that rises and falls like water in the North Dakota wind. Magpie Road holds no magpies, only robins and crows. A group of magpies is called a tiding, a gulp, a murder, a charm. When the men in the pickup make their first pass, there on the road, you are photographing the grass against sky, an ordinary bird blurring over a lone rock formation. You do not photograph the men, but if you had, you might have titled it, Father and Son Go Hunting. They wear camouflage and their mouths move in animation or argument. They have their windows down, as you have left those in your own car down the road. It is warm for fall. It is grouse season and maybe partridge, but not yet waterfowl. Despite how partridge are in the lexicon vis-a-vis pear trees and holiday singing, the birds actually make their homes on the ground. You know which birds are in season because you are from Iowa, another rural place where guns and men and shooting seasons are part of the knowledge considered common. Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary defines in season in relation to timing, levels of fitness, and whether a thing is legally available to be hunted or caught. The first use of off-season comes in 1847. Definitions include 1. A time of suspended or reduced activity, especially the time during which an athlete is not training or competing. 2. A period of time when travel to a particular place is less popular and prices are usually lower. 3. Sports. A period of time when official games, tournaments, etc. are not being played. Magpie Road lies in the middle of the 1,028,051 acres that make up the Little Missouri National Grassland in western North Dakota. Magpie Road lies about 200 miles north and west of the Standing Rock Reservation, where thousands of indigenous people and their allies have come together to protect the water, where sheriff's men and pipeline men and National Guardsmen have been donning their riot gear, where those men still wait, where they still hold tight to their riot gear. If a man wears his riot gear during prayer, will the sacred forsake him? If a man wears his riot gear to the holiday meal, how will he eat? If a man enters the bedroom in his riot gear, how will he make love to his wife? If a man wears his riot gear to tuck in his children, what will they dream? Magpie Road is part of the Bakken, a shale formation lying deep under the birds, the men in the truck, you, this road. The shale has been forming over millions of years through pressure, through layers of sediment becoming silt. The silt becomes clay, which becomes shale. All of this is because of water. The Bakken is known as a marine shale, meaning once, here, instead of endless grass, there lay endless water. Men drill down into the shale using water and chemicals to perform the act we call hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. The water chemical mix is called brine, and millions of gallons of it must be disposed of as wastewater. In the Bakken in 2001, more than 1,000 accidental releases of oil or wastewater were reported, and many more go unreported. Grass won't grow after a brine spill, sometimes for decades. River fish die and are washed ashore to lie on the dead grass. There, just off Magpie Road, robins sit on branches or peck the ground. A group of robins is called a riot. This seems wrong at every level except the taxonomic. Robins are ordinary, everyday, general public sorts of birds. They seem the least likely of all birds to riot.